Hello, welcome back to Haunted 518. All my fellow paranormal aficionados, hope you're having a great start to your week. And we're going to jump right in. Today I'm drinking Pumpkin Ale Voodoo Ranger Atomic Pumpkin. And this one caught my eye because on the can it says spicy release. And it's pumpkin ale featuring cinnamon and habanero chili peppers for just the right amount of heat. Oh, that's interesting. I was half nervous, half excited for a spicy pumpkin beer, but that's really good. That's really delicious, so I definitely recommend it. Super kind of unexpected. I was browsing through and at the local beverage store and I saw that and I was like, I gotta try that, and especially gotta try it on the podcast, so definitely recommend it. So as you can surmise by the title, we're going to be taking a trip all the way out to Lilydale, New York, which I actually had to Google exactly where it was because I thought it was somewhere kind of southwest of the Finger Lakes, somewhere landlocked around that area, maybe southwestern New York, towards the border of Pennsylvania and New York. And I was wrong. It is all the way over on Lake Erie, basically on Lake Erie, just south of Buffalo, right on the coast. And it is, from what I know before doing research for today, and a lot of it I like to kind of wait until the recording to kind of learn myself. Pretty much, I just knew it was a community of mediums, but I didn't know really what that meant or in what capacity. I knew that there were like ceremonies that happened. I didn't know exactly how or when. So I'm definitely excited for today's episode to delve into it. Hidden away in upstate New York, there's an idyllic little community that looks like it has somehow been transported here from the 1950s. Free of the wear and tear of the last half a century, white picket fences surround well-maintained lawns, smiling groups of people gather at the local church to catch up with loved ones, and a glowing sign at the town's entrance proclaims it the City of Light. If you didn't know any better, you might think the town of Lilydale, New York, was the most normal community in America. There's just one catch. The majority of its residents are either psychics or ghosts. Spiritualist communities are a rare thing these days, and you shouldn't feel surprised if you've never heard of one. The spiritualist movement was massively popular back in the 1800s, launching the idea of psychic mediums and pitch dark seances into public consciousness. But by the mid-1900s, the movement was almost as dead as the ghosts they summoned. But while most spiritualist communities withered away under the heels of skeptic jackboots, a few pockets remained spread out throughout the country. Many believers stayed near the birthplace of spiritualism in New York, founding the Casa Daga Lake Free Association. Many others went south and founded their own town of Casa Daga in Florida. As skepticism around the movement grew, the New York branch rebranded their town as Lilydale and slipped away from the public eye. The basic premise behind spiritualism is simple. No one really leaves when they die, and death is simply a change of state. If the living are a melting ice cube, the dead are just the water. As such, the deceased can be refrozen for a time to interact with the living, whether it be for a comforting chat, a bit of advice, or even just a fun trick at parties. It's these beliefs that have drawn some of the country's most gifted psychics to Lilydale, and today it remains one of the best-kept secrets for communing with the dead. People come here for a lot of reasons, Susan Glazier, executive director of the Lilydale Assembly, told the Huffington Post. They come here for private readings, the workshops, or they just come to be. It's a beautiful place. You don't have to talk to anybody while you're here, but you'll never meet a stranger. Every year, the quirky town sees nearly 22,000 people from all over the world, most of them eager to connect with the loved ones they've lost. Each day, numerous services occur in places like the Forest Temple, the Healing Temple, or the Inspiration Stump, during which one of the community's numerous psychics will deliver messages from the dead. We're here to prove the continuity of life, that life goes on, to let you know that your loved ones are well, that they care about you, and that they're around you, said Glazier. We're not entertainment. We're not psychics. We don't do tarot cards, tea leaves. We are a recognized religion by the United States of America. The sad part about spiritualism for me is that it used to be so easy and still would be so easy to fake. The knowledge that spirit communication can be faked through things like cold reading and parlor tricks is something that the community of Lilydale takes seriously. But how do you tell the gifted from the grifter? By proving your talents, of course. Any medium hopeful for a spot in Lilydale must first pass a series of rigorous tests and background checks before they're permitted to join the Lilydale Assembly. To boot, the Assembly offers refunds to clients who believe they've been given a false reading. Good luck getting your local psychic to offer you a refund. If a Lilydale medium gets too many bad marks, their ungifted butt is back on the streets. In the month of June, the town officially opens up to visitors for the duration of the summer, and those looking to make contact with the other side can pay a small fee to enter the gated community. That fee gives guests access to a rotating selection of daily activities, from spiritual healing sessions to Reiki lessons, even spoon-bending parties and private consultations with the psychic medium of your choice. One of the more interesting pieces of history found in Lilydale is the original site of the Fox Sisters' Cabin, now a memorial for the two girls who arguably launched the entire spiritualism movement, even if their actions weren't exactly on the up and up. Fun fact, in nearby Rochester, you can even visit their original rapping table, and the Fox girls used to contact the dead, complete with the secret knocking mechanism operated by Foot. Those who find themselves entranced by the community's strange vibes can even book a week at the Maplewood Hotel with other curious out-of-towners. They might have to share their rooms with a ghost or two, but most don't mind. That's why they've come to Lilydale, after all. This place radiates peace, love and gentle, healing energy, one medium told ABC News, and everyone feels these things. If you're planning a visit to the City of Light, whether it be for comfort or out of pure curiosity, the town locals have only one important word of advice. If you come with an open mind, you just might find the answers that you're looking for. So how about a little bit of history of Lilydale, New York? The very small town of Lilydale has a surprisingly long history. It's claimed that it all began in 1844, when a mesmerist was invited to New York State to lecture. Following his visit, locals began to experiment with spiritualist techniques, and in 1855, the first Spiritualist Society of Leona was created and known as a camp, a retreat for spiritualists to escape to in the summer. In 1881, a lyceum for spiritualism was formed, and a permanent auditorium was built in 1883 for services. Over the years, the spiritualist camp went through name changes until in 1906 it was settled. The Lilydale Assembly was named for the abundance of lilies on the adjacent lake. The history of Lilydale is closely connected to the history of women's suffrage in America. Marion Skidmore, one of the founders of Lilydale, was an ardent advocate for women's rights, a liberal thinker, and a friend of Susan B. Anthony. Skidmore's collections of books formed the basis for the Marion Skidmore Library in Lilydale. Today, it is a community of over 160 residences, a couple hotels and guest houses, bookstores, cafes, and a museum. Throughout the summer, visitors can attend events ranging from medium demonstrations to religious services and workshops. The town, with a population of just around 275, is home to around 50 registered mediums, hence it being known as the town of spiritualist mediums. So now that we've gotten a little bit of background on Lilydale, let's go ahead and listen to a video that was made where people that live in the town, including the town historian, were interviewed and gives you a little more insight upon how these people kind of exist and think there, and gives you a little bit of a tour through the town. So sit back, relax, and enjoy.
Seedy enclave of Lilydale, New York, a central place in the history of American spiritualism. Only spiritualist church members may live behind these gates, but paying tourists are welcome to visit.
How far did you come from today?
Buffalo.
Are you spiritualist?
Nope.
So why do you come to Lilydale?
Get a reading.
For another payment of $25 to $150, one of Lilydale's professional mediums, like Anne Gaiman, will try to put you in touch with your own ancestral spirits.
And she seems to be very interested in your life and your pathway. She seems to be, all right, just a moment. You're asking for her name. Let me see. I'm not hearing her name yet, but I feel that she passed away after having had some problems related to the heart and circulation. I feel as if there had been a light stroke also.
Just because you are a medium, you just cannot come into Lilydale and hang up a sign. You are tested by a board. Your board of directors.
Joyce LaJudis is Lilydale's historian.
And you are tested to meet the requirements of Lilydale. I like to say a shiver and a shake a medium does not make. And therefore, you cannot give generalities and just bring in colors and anything you wish. You must give proof that you are communicating with spirit.
In her office inside the town museum, Joyce LaJudis chronicles how spiritualism was born alongside impassioned political movements for women's suffrage and the abolition of slavery, though it later came to attract people like film star Mae West. Spiritualism began in the 1840s with the teenage daughters of the Fox family.
And what happened is they moved to this home in 1847 in Hydesville, New York. And they heard all kinds of noise and rappings and noise and rappings. And one day Margaret Fox flippantly rapped back and spirit rapped. She rapped three times, spirit rapped three times. So they started communicating. And the spirit was telling him that his name was Charles Rosna. He was a peddler. He was murdered and buried in the basement of that house. So they dug up the house, the foundation, and eventually found the peddler's body and the peddler's trunk. Well, the newspaper, the media got over it because they were given messages. And it was the learned people of that day that proclaimed that communication with spirit is not miraculous, nor is it supernatural, thus beginning the American movement, or the birth of modern spiritualism.
150 years later, Lilydale is a quiet, restful place. A cat in the middle of the street has nothing to fear, except what awaits us all.
Hey, my name's Tom Payne, and I've lived here for 15 years.
And how old are you?
15.
What's it like to grow up in a place like Lilydale?
It's weird.
I will tell you, the one time I was on a testing committee, and Dr. Neil Sapkowski, in fact, was being tested for his mediumship. And it might sound ridiculous to you, but he brought in a man that had a ridiculous outfit on. A blue blazer with the most ungodliest brown pants you ever want to see. And could I recognize him? He thought the passing was rather recent. Well, it happened to be my brother Joe, who just passed on 8 months before. His wife got mad at him, threw out all his clothes and told him to go out and buy new clothes. Unfortunately, he passed before he had a chance to. He had his old brown paint pants on and his son's blue blazer. He was in a half coffin. No one knew that. So that was proof to me that he was in communication with my brother.
Good afternoon. Hello. I'm your chairperson. My name's George Kincaid, and I'd like to welcome you all here for the 1 o'clock stump. How many are here for the first time?
I've been a medium for about 15 years. When I got a reading, it went about 20 years ago, and boy nailed me to the wall, so I figured, well, it's time to come down here and find out. And I found out they believed the same way I did. I've been here ever since. And then when my dad died, he was minister, and he was telling me this was the work of the devil. And then after he died, he come back about 6 months later through another medium to tell me I was on the right path and he was wrong.
First, to tell you what we do, the medium comes up here and tunes into the spirit world to bring your loved ones from the other side to prove the continuity of life between the physical world and the spiritual world. Being this is a religious service, let's all stand for the opening prayer. O Lord, Father, Mother God, as we come once again to the stump to prove the continuity of life, we ask that the loved ones from the other side manifest.
There's first. Just one place to stay in Lilydale, the old Maplewood Hotel, itself said to be teeming with ghosts, where a number of so-called spirit paintings hang on display, supposedly created without human intervention. For kicks, you can thumb through 50-year-old Fate magazines with stories like TV 12 years late and dowsing for noxious earth rays.
I wanted to come earlier.
Even police work takes on a mystical tinge in Lilydale. Timmy Obrokta calls himself a spiritual cop.
This is what I'm about. Always being bubbly, smiling, and freshness. And no matter who they are, if they're a murderer, and if I have to arrest them, I'm still going to have that person smile at me just because of my energy and the way how I am. There's a lot of ignorant people that don't know about God or Jesus. And if I give a little bit, or even when I'm handcuffing them, you know, like here are the handcuffs, and I'll say, sir, you're under arrest. And while I'm in the car, if I'm alone, I'll say, you know better, sir. I think you should read the Bible a little bit. Or I promise you, if you read the Bible about Jesus or God, the healing you're going to get.
Lilydale's visitors are mostly women. They come from nearby Buffalo and Niagara and over the border from Ohio. Maybe pay for a reading and finish the day at one of the free healing services.
My name is Lori Theodoro, and I'm a healer here at the temple, and I also compose the theme song, the Lilydale Healing Temple's theme song, We Are One.
Skeptics might laugh at Lilydale and think its mediums delusional or brand them outright charlatans. But to believers, and those who just want to believe, spiritualism is a beautiful thing. And Lilydale a respite from harder realities. Carolyn Weaver, VOA TV.
So I hope you enjoyed that little clip. I don't know if I would enjoy being detained by that police officer. Kind of crazy. But then I wanted to just let everyone know I found on HBO, there was a series or a movie that is entitled No One Dies in Lilydale. And I wanted to just read a quote. I don't know if I'm saying this right, but I'm assuming it's one of the mediums in Lilydale. The name is Teilhard de Chardin. And it says, we are not human beings having a spiritual experience. We are spiritual beings having a human experience. And it says that the HBO documentary No One Dies in Lilydale was directed and produced by Stephen Cantor. And it's a film that captures the journeys of a diverse set of visitors making a pilgrimage to an off-the-beaten town with hopes to connect, heal, find answers, and get closure with deceased loved ones. The documentary shows these visitors and others attending Lilydale's daily message services and sitting with the medium for private reading sessions in their attempt to bridge the gap between the physical and spiritual worlds. Registered through rigorous testing by the town's board of directors, the five featured spiritualists of Lilydale whose practice mystical mediumship include Michelle White Dove, who's an eccentric personality with interesting shoes. She raises her vibration to connect with the high frequencies of spirit. Although not a registered medium at Lilydale, a visitor was able to feel closure and healing after a reading with Ms. White Dove. The next one is Greta Lestock, PhD. She says, people are seeking and we are providing, and I've seen a lot of closures and a lot of healing. The third one is Anne Gaiman. The spirits communicate, Gaiman explains, because they're not dead. There is no death and there is no dead. That's an illusion. The next one is Gregory Ken. As a result of the knowledge he gained from spirit through his near-death experiences, Reverend Ken knows and understands his purpose in life, to help humanity and guide people to heal through messages from their spirit guides, loved ones, teachers, and masters. And the last is Sherry Lee Calkins. She believes we are spirits who are occupying a body for a while to teach us more. And the three visitors that are followed in the documentary are Ronald Holt, who is a guilt-ridden Chicago police officer whose son Blair was tragically gunned down in a random act of gang violence. Mr. Holt is trying to make peace with the guilt of not protecting his son from a random act that took his life. The next one is Rebecca Fabricius. After several meetings with different mediums, Ms. Fabricius comes to town in search of answers following the unexplained 2007 loss of her fiancé, who was found dead in the field where he was working. And the last ones are Debbie and Rom Hamernick, hoping to understand why Debbie's recently deceased mother cut her out of her will. No One Dies in Lilydale does not make an attempt to tell you what you should do or should not believe about mediumship or psychics. It presents the situation, the life, the seeking, and what comes up between trying to fill the void of loss in the spiritual community of Lilydale. As with any discerning viewer, it's always best to make up your own mind. So why not take a trip to Lilydale and decide for yourself? I'm curious if any of you have ever been there. I have never been there, but it's always kind of been in the back of my mind as a place that would be interesting to just go and check out. As for hauntings in Lilydale, there are a few places that are actually under, there's a few allegedly haunted locations that are kind of under, they're in the process of being determined what exactly happens there. But first, let's go over the ones that there is recorded paranormal activity. So the first one is Leolin Woods Inspiration Stump. And that's the stump that was referred to in the clip that we listened to. It's like almost like that's where the altar is. Located in the Leolin Woods of Lilydale, New York, the monument known as Inspiration Stump is an artifact with allegedly supernatural properties that is used by psychic mediums to assist with channeling the spirits of the dead. Many visitors report witnessing apparitions and feeling an unexplained energy or presence in the woods surrounding Inspiration Stump, and some even believe the stump to be a type of spiritual vortex or portal. The town of Lilydale holds spiritualist ceremonies at the stump twice a day during the summer months, where people are encouraged to reach out to their spirits for their guidance. The next one is the Lilydale Assembly Hall. Constructed during the 1880s as a meeting place for psychic mediums and spiritualists, the Lilydale Assembly Hall is said to be haunted by the spirit of a bearded man whose apparition is seen wearing glasses and Victorian-era clothing. Guests at the hall also report feeling cold spots and sensing the presence of an unseen entity. The Lilydale Assembly Hall is currently used by the residents for various spiritualist workshops, lectures, and demonstrations. And the next one is the Maplewood Hotel. It was constructed in the late 1800s and is said to be haunted by a number of unidentified spirits who remain for unknown reasons. Guests at the Maplewood Hotel report witnessing shadow figures and apparitions, as well as hearing the sounds of disembodied footsteps at night. Others report being woken in the middle of the night by a shadowy entity or feeling a strange presence, as if someone else is in the otherwise empty room. And the following ones are in the process of kind of being investigated. The Lilydale Pet Cemetery and the Fox Cottage Memorial and Meditation Garden. So next I wanted to go back to another clip that I found. And this is from the YouTube channel called The Speakeasy. And it's from about a year ago and it's garnered a good amount of views, about 12,000 views. And The Speakeasy has a lot of subscribers. And the name of this video is called Mystery in Lilydale. So sit back, relax, and enjoy listening. And I will definitely post this video on our social media.
Hello everyone and welcome back for another paranormal pit stop. Tonight, the location of our focus lies in Lilydale, a hamlet placed just out of the town of Pomfret in southwestern New York that's widely recognized as the oldest continuously populated spiritualist community and largest center for the spiritualist movement in the whole of the U.S. that boasts a population ripe with psychics, mediums, healers, and pupils of various other studies and practices. Historically, in 1873, one Willard Allen would begin hosting group meetings and picnics for spiritualists at his local farm, and later, purportedly moved by the spirits, Jeremiah Carter would establish a full camp setup. Following the death of Alden in 1879, the community would pull together to purchase 20 acres of his farmland in order to form the Cassadaga Lake Free Association as a gathering place for spiritualists and free thinkers alike. In 1903, the community's name was changed to the City of Light, and again in 1906 to the Lilydale Assembly. In 2011, Lilydale was featured in a documentary by HBO called No One Dies in Lilydale, which showcased a dramatic portrayal of the locale and its residents. Today, Lilydale stretches across nearly 167 acres and is populated by around 275 gifted individuals. Within its bounds, only registered mediums can provide consultations, and all those registered must pass a series of authenticity tests prior to offering their services. While many remain skeptical of this mystical hamlet, most who visit return pinning it as a must-see, purely for its friendly populace and breathtaking scenery. Annually, Lilydale welcomes thousands of visitors, especially through its summer months, and both believers and skeptics often recount experiencing things they just can't explain. However, unlike many of the other locations we've covered, paranormal encounters here are described as anything but creepy, and instead as uplifting, intriguing, and in some cases, even healing. Many of the community's buildings tote signs forewarning of their property's supernatural phenomenon, and throughout various stores, parks, trails, and the local campground, visitors have reported doors opening and closing on their own, objects sighted moving by themselves, and disembodied voices. Some claim activity within Lilydale is a result of the spirits of its former residents, while others a consequence of too many spiritual portals being opened within such a small space. And informal investigations of the area have yielded orbs, strange mists, and spectral silhouettes in the backgrounds of photography, inexplicable noises captured in recordings along with spine-tingling EVPs, and odd temperature fluctuations. Those who have braved the pet cemetery have told of rustling heard through the brush, the disembodied sounds of both cats and dogs, and the feeling of being brushed up against by something unseen. The Fox Family Monument plays tribute to a home originally constructed in Hydesville that acted as a residence to the Fox sisters, who in 1848 professed abilities to commune with the dead from within, and who rose to fame as mediums capable of inexplicable psychic clarity. In 1916, their old house was moved to Lilydale, before, sadly, burning to the ground in 1955. And near the monument, many have reported the constant feeling of being closely watched, some suspect by the spirits of the sisters themselves. Lastly, Inspiration Stump is the remains of a large tree that was struck by lightning sometime through the 19th century that's been utilized in daily 1 p.m. mediumship demonstrations since 1898. Up into the present, those nearing the stump have described feeling suddenly more aware of spiritual energies around them, as though the veil between worlds is suddenly thinner, and many have experienced communication with lost loved ones, sometimes with important messages to relay. Thanks for tuning in for this Paranormal Pit Stop. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Good night.
So that's it for this week, fellow paranormal aficionados. I hope you enjoyed this little trip over to Lilydale, New York, and the Lilydale Assembly, getting to know it, all about it. I have heard of it, but I didn't know exactly what it was, besides that it was a town of spiritualist mediums, and I wasn't even sure if I knew exactly what that meant. So, although we stepped outside of the 518, I've been wanting to talk about this location for a little while, so I'm glad that we were able to do an episode on it, and I hope you enjoyed it. So, on that note, as always, a big cheers, and happy haunting!